When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Michael said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've already asked my friends and they've given me different answers, so I thought I'd ask you two.
All right.
Here's the deal. Went on a first date with a girl I met on a dating app. She showed up with her two kids she never mentioned.
Oh, all right.
We had a good time. The kids are cute. Then at the end of dinner, she's expecting me to pay for her and her kids and said, if you get me, you get my kids too. We're a package deal. Don't let them down like their fathers did.
What a bold statement.
Very bold. Wow. Lots in that line.
Wow.
Lots in that line. Fathers. I paid because I didn't want to embarrass the kids.
Sure.
I don't have a problem dating someone with kids, but this seemed a little wrong. She wants a second date. I don't know what other surprises she has.
Mm.
Should I go out on another date with her or ghost her? Like I said, one of my friends thinks I should give her a chance. The other thinks I should ghost her. So what do you think?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I don't
think
know.
We ghost her.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan of ghosting anybody.
Yeah, I think it, that was bold. I mean,
it was a bold move. Like, you don't even mention you're a single mom, and you show up with two kids who apparently have different dads.
Look, I
not that that matters.
Yeah, I was going to say we're not shaming her or anything like that. But
there was a lot that was revealed in one sentence that she said, and she's all like, you know what? You take me, and here's all the story right here, which she probably just, whole point, she should have revealed it before they met for a date.
I don't know how old they are. I feel like she's probably of an age where she's like, you know, I'm done messing around. Like, this is who I am. You take me or leave me.
But again, then mention that when you're first communicating.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, that's a big sucker punch for the first date when she shows up with a couple of kids you didn't know she had.
That is like a scene off of a sitcom or something.
Oh, 100%.
Where, you know, he's sitting down at the table and she runs up and she's like, hey, and then pulls up two more seats and the kids sit down. It's like, you know, hey, okay, here's your new daddy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, at least she didn't say that yet. But she did, like, presume a lot of things. Like, we're dating. Here we go. This is going to be the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a family.
All right. So Kelly, you're thinking, no, give her another shot.
Yes. But I would maybe investigate, like, ask, hey, did you feel like maybe you should have given me a heads up about that? Maybe she was just thinking, you know what? He's not going to show up.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, then that's not who you want to date. Like, I feel like you need to find someone that's going to be fine with dating someone with kids. There's lots of people that are fine with dating with kids, but you just need to know ahead of time instead of being surprised on your first date with it.
Yeah, I guess I'd love to know, you know, there are single people who have kids who are trying to date. How do you navigate that? How do you, when do you bring up the kids?
I feel like that's one of the first things you say.
Because it's part of you,
when you start talking to someone. Yes,
yeah.
That is a very big fun fact about you. So you need to know from the get-go, are you someone that's okay with dating someone with kids? If not, then there's no reason to go any further.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, I've never dated with kids, but is that... I feel like that is the case. You want them to know from the get-go.
Yeah,
this
from
is
the
my
jump.
Story.
Yeah, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Would love to hear your experience with this. 502-795-1997. Some more of your comments with group therapy coming up. We're kind of in the middle of the group therapy here, where Michael was surprised that his date brought her two kids on their first date.
Well, and more so, he didn't know she had kids at all.
Yeah, he's kind of on the...
that's how she revealed it.
Right, he's kind of on the fence with what to do next. Wants to know if it's a big enough deal that they ended after only one date. Maybe ghost her or give her another shot, you know?
I don't think... that no one's really saying ghost her because I think she needs to know you know, that the method that she revealed that fun fact about her was mm-hmm. not the right way to go about it. Chana says, first off, those poor kids having to experience that. And secondly, bold move. I'd probably tell her, cool, you have kids, but let's ease into this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, maybe next time lead with that when you are just starting to talk to someone. Teresa said, why would she expose her kids to someone she doesn't have a commitment with? That's a lot for a kid, no matter what age.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking to her, though.
Because if we
were talking to her, then yes, maybe that's something that we would suggest that we do. We don't know the circumstances. We don't know if she, you know, didn't have a sitter or something and, you know, last minute choice, like, all right, you're coming with me, you know, type of thing. Who knows?
I don't know. Even in that situation, I would have called him ahead of time and say, listen, there's something that I left out. I'm a single mom. I've got two kids and I couldn't get a sitter tonight. So either we reschedule or do you mind if I bring them? But either way, I think there's a lot of single parents that would attest to they don't bring their kids around people they're dating unless they know it's a solid relationship that has potential.
Lakeisha says, run, dude, for no other reason than you don't know what the heck you're getting into. Next thing you know, she's going to be bringing her friends and her little brother on your date. There are better ways to introduce your kids to a potential mate.
Yes, that is for sure. And maybe, like, does he share that with her? Because if this is, like, her MO and what she does, like, on a regular basis, I don't think that's going to bode well.
Kim?
I truly believe that if you have kids and you're trying to date someone, you need to let it be known. If you're on a dating app, you put it first.
Yes!
You're a single mother of two or three or seven or one.
Exactly.
And you're looking for somebody with no games.
Yeah.
And somebody who thinks they can handle being a future step-parent, maybe.
Preach.
You know, no, the way she went about it, all wrong. I wouldn't ghost her, but I would have a talk with her and then see if it's worth going out for a second date.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
She needs to know that, like, hopefully she won't do that to anybody else, even if you're not going to be, you know, continuing on with a relationship with her. That's not a good game plan. You can't keep...
Exactly. I've got two kids, one with special needs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. 100%.
It's a lot of responsibility. You don't do that.
No, no, no. And then she would be setting herself up to always be having this experience. And because what, you know, I don't know of a lot of guys that are going to be down with that method of revealing that she has kids. And then she's going to blame the men. Well, all men are dogs. And that's not
exactly.
true either.
Exactly. And just because she was done dirty the first couple of kids or whatever doesn't mean that there's always bad apples on the tree.
Right.
You just have to be honest up front. No secrets, no tricks, no nothing. And then guess what? You're going to find that right person.
Exactly.
You just have to believe that. So, love you guys.
Ah, thank you.
All good points.
Okay. All right. So, what's done is done. It's not like we can go back and say, all right, well, she should have done this, she should have done that. But let's maybe suggest, Michael, this is an opportunity for you, especially if you know, you said yourself, you're like, kids were fine. You know, she had cute kids, whatever, and it sounded like he didn't necessarily have an issue with them specifically. So,
no, but what she said to him, though, is very telling, and I think that's what's raising a lot of red flags for people, is when she says, don't let them down like their fathers did. Like, what? On their first date?
That's a heavy,
such a loaded statement.
Yeah, that's a heavy statement right there.
It really is. So I think that's where maybe he gives her feedback on that.
Yeah, let me give you a little comment card.
I feel like we need to have a feedback sesh after our first date. And, you know, I wouldn't have minded the fact that you had kids. It was the method that you revealed it that I'm still kind of struck by. And maybe that's not the best way to go about it.
So how about this, Michael? Why don't you set up a second date this weekend? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And ask for her to be kid free and it just be them.
See if she can get a sitter.
And you have a, like, just conversation with your date, and you give it one more shot, and then follow up with us on Monday. How about that?
Do we keep dating her, though? I feel like we don't date her. We educate her moving forward, so maybe she changes her tactics.
Okay, well, if he's on the fence now, I don't think we necessarily go in with the mindset that, all right, we're going to go on another date, but only for me to give you feedback and end it.
Okay.
You know, let's go in, right, give her feedback, and see where it goes. Like, you know,
like maybe she'll see his point of view and be like, you're right, I went about that all wrong.
Yeah, and he could see another side of her that is, you know, something that he's attracted to, or, you know, got off on the wrong foot type of thing.
It's obvious she's got a bit of a chip on her shoulder right now, mm-hmm, just from that one statement she made. Like, she's kind of already, I think, expecting him to let her down.
Yeah, exactly.
She's been
and
let
so,
down before.
Right.
So maybe he can change her mind about that.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm going at, okay, where, you know, you go the high road and say, all right, let's do it kid free this time.
Yeah.
And just have a good discussion, you know, maybe over a little bit of, you know, wine or drinks or something, you know, loosen up a little bit.
Okay, not too much of that though.
I mean, or too much of it, who knows?
Listen. We learned anything from Morgan Wallen.
Right. Let the liquor talk.
I don't know if we do that on date two.
I'm saying let it talk.
Let the liquor talk. I don't think so because sometimes they stop talking and other things happen. And do we need baby number three? I don't think so. I feel like that could escalate quickly.
Michael, there are ways that you can prevent that.
Let's have lemonade and have a talk.
All right.
Okay.
Well, anyways, do that. And we'll follow up with you on Monday. Sound good?
Okay. I love the deadlines we give people with their lives.
Well, hey, we've got lives too, Kelly.
Oh, okay, right. Because, again, it's all about us.
Exactly. I mean, it's about you, but it's about us.
Right.
It's about you, but it's about us.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's group therapy.